Congratulations, man. Part of the Lambert and Torrens gun over at Devils making through in first grade, but also seconds in the semis. Satisfying achievement as we move into now the real prize-giving round.
Yeah, exactly. It's a credit to the whole club, and the girls have finished as minor premiers as well. So the hours and effort that the players have been putting in, along with the the coaching staff that we've had behind us and the support by the board too, actually it's been a club effort.
Have we had full teams for most of the season in both grades? And there's a bit of a talk of a third grade at the start of the season, but overall you've been able to fill the roster pretty much from all the home and away stuff?
Yeah, well, actually, look, I think we've had over, in the men's, close to 60 players on the books. But, given the shift work, injuries, week in, week out, we've probably been able to fill two sides plus take reserves when we're required to as well.
And what about Bruce Hawkins? Does a reasonable job still as the president, and fantastic social functions, including, of course, after match, but also 11th of October. We have our legendary lunch as well, so you can find out more through gunnerowrugby.com.au. But that's what the spirit's all about, not only with the gents, but also the ladies, as you said, have done a great job under both John and also Lincoln Stewart.
Yeah, correct. Look, the heart that Bruce has got for this club, and the people he knows and the work he puts in behind the scenes along with the rest of his committee is just unbelievable. The support that he shows back to the guys here, but then also involving the wider community, that from the sponsorship that we get on board to help us be able to function out here, really good.
Well, these things aren't run without on air, and of course we've got some great sponsors here: HG Silos, Lambert and Torrens, Ewings have been around forever, GPP Cranes, and also Pearl Valley Machinery. But these people have been around forever. Fleming and Ross, of course, with Bruce Walsh, they sort of make things rock and roll and run really well. Make sure you have great days on the weekends there on Saturdays.
Yeah, correct. And there's a few other guys there. The Gunnedah Hotel has been on for a pub sponsor. Pertec has also been there, a big major sponsor as well. Look, there's a number of sponsors that we've obviously missed today, but overall the support and everything we get behind the guys is unbelievable. So as long as we can keep that moving forward, we'll hopefully be successful this week again and keep moving.
Well, you've moved from being the manager to the coach. You took over from Jason Weir last year, and always good fun to go to Tom and also Matt at around about 6:30 on Thursday night and say, on half a dozen of your players. It's always good fun when you make the step up from being manager to coach.
Yeah, exactly. It's been an interesting change. A few more harder choices to make this year with depth of players, and also upsetting some players when things haven't been going right. But no, it's been a great change. Mind you, I had good apprenticeship behind him, so I could actually learn a few things first before moving forward.
Finally, are you getting that support from the likes of Gary Walsh and also the Zone and also the Union to help you with your coaching? Of course, we desperately need not only level one coaches, but also, of course, we need level two coaches to be able to not only coach the players at juniors, but get them to come through here and, have a superior sort of country competition compared to everybody else.
Yeah, correct. Look, Gary's always there to help, and that's been wonderful from New South Wales Rugby. The likes of Pete Altona and Joel McKenney have also been helping me, and both those guys have got a high level two coaching accreditations. So they've also come in and helped. He put some fine-tuning onto the guys. I'd also like to give thanks to Jimmy Bride and his referees association there, who have come at drop of a hat to come and help us too. So yeah, everyone's behind us, mate.
Well, we hope many thousands turn out to Gunnedah Rugby Park on Saturday. It's all going to start very, very early with the under-19s, and around about 11:30, gates open at 11 o'clock. And of course, first grade has the Lambert and Torrens Gunnedah Red Devils take on Tamworth Pirates, but also seconds are there with the Rats up against the GBP Cranes Gunnedah Red Devils. And Dan, we want to thank you, Tom, and wish you all the best as you get to the Santos Central Premiership.
Thanks very much.